This workshop.
This is the workshop, but it's the workshop of April 22nd of the Port of Port Townsend Order. And so on our agenda, we have one thing today, and that's to discuss our last retreat and the future retreat.
And primarily, the three things we need to come away with today is, you know, formalize the agenda for the next retreat, and then pick a date and a location. Those are the three items that staff needs to continue work and get things organized and set up. We had talked, if I remember, that next one might only be a half-day session.
Yeah, 3 hours.
Right, and I guess that's the other thing I'm not quite comfortable with, you know, these are pretty hefty topics in my mind. If we start talking, as I remember, we want to revisit the mission statement. We want to revisit the strategic plan and kind of discuss, you know, do we want to totally redo a strategic plan? Do we want to just kind of go through the current one and tweak it, that sort of thing? And then the PSAC. You know, what's the future of the PSAC? And we want to modify that or keep the same, reactivate it, so that sort of thing. And in my mind, those can get into some fairly lengthy discussions. So I don't know. Do we all think we can do that in half a day?
Well, it depends on, at least from my perspective, it would depend on precisely what you intend, particularly with respect to the goals and policies of the strategic plan. If the notion is that you want to discuss kind of the process and the format for how you would go about reviewing and potentially identifying recommendations or revisions to it, and whether or not you wanted an advisory body then to weigh in on the revisions proposed, or alternatively, whether you're anticipating involvement of something like the advisory committee at kind of the grassroots level in helping to develop those changes. We're really talking process, not substance, with both of those. So it depends on how much the next session is devoted to substance versus outlining the process for accomplishing your aims.
Well, I think the substance should be my thoughts. We'll talk about the next session, the workshop, and we were talking about what our goals were. And I think the goals were to revisit the mission statement, revisit the strategic plan, and revisit the PSAC. And I think we're trying to figure out if it should be a half day. Larry seems to think that might be, if we get involved in a discussion, that could go a little bit longer than half a day, depending upon how deep we want to get into this. And I'm thinking we don't want to get into the substance. I think we want to get into the procedure. I think we want to figure out, first off, it's due to be redone, because it was only intended to be this
five-year period.
So I guess that what we need to do is to figure out if we want to do the same thing over again, review what we've already got, or start with a different process that other people have used that have been effective. And I guess if that's all we're discussing, if we're not, like Eric suggested, discussing substance, you know, what's going to be in it, then I think that could perhaps be done. And we're not going to be crafting a new mission statement at this.
I think that was one of the major items.
We were going to discuss a mission statement, but we wanted to somehow figure out a way for us to own it rather than have the mission statement by committee.
I took that to mean the three commissioners would come up with a mission statement.
Pardon my interruption. I think it all begs a question, though, about just process. Is this going to be commission-led, with commission directing changes to the document that now exists, or is this going to be the commission identifying desired changes that it's going to then forward to an advisory committee for review, you know, critical review and recommendation back? Or alternatively, is the charge, much as you outlined it in the very first instance, to have an advisory committee, again, at sort of a grassroots level, take a look at the mission statement, goals, policies, everything in totality, and identify recommendations or revisions that it would forward back to the commission, kind of without the commission outlining changes at the outset. So that's the question. To me, the threshold question is procedural. How do you wish to accomplish this update? Do you wish to let an advisory committee with maybe some commission participation help develop recommended changes that would then come before the commission as a whole? Or alternatively, do you wish to direct the changes and ask for advisory committee input on what it is that you've outlined as proposed changes? Or do you just wish to undertake the changes, period?
I would not recommend we spend money by hiring another consultant doing a full-blown year and a half, you know, strategic. I think we gotta, this really is your strategic plan, these pages between my fingers. The rest is all kind of fluff, you know, pie charts and SWOT analysis and everything else. And my recommendation would be, in the retreat, we go through this line by line. I think we could go through it in about an hour and see how comfortable we are with it and maybe highlight those areas that we think ought to be modified and then go from there depending on what those are. And this includes the mission statement.
I was really impressed with David. And not David. And I mean, I think responding to you, and this is just me, one of three, so, but I think procedurally we would be wise to go through that with David, the three of us, in a retreat and determine what it is we want, and then as part of that retreat determine how we're going to kick that back to a advisory board that can review what it is. I think we as the commission should take the first stab at it, let the community come in as a second stab, and then we decide in the end what we keep and what we don't, or what we change and what we don't based on community input.
Yeah, that's actually up to you.
Okay.
Don't worry, stabbing it. See, you had a suggestion that another, I think it was Anacortes or something, had done this, and they did it totally different. But I don't recall what that was they did.
Well, that was with a consultant and $200,000 in 2 years.
So that's absolutely no need for that.
Yeah, I think we've got a good enough handle on what's going on. And the other thing I was going to throw out is the engineer that's working on the facility study. It'd sure be great if we had that now, but we don't. But it would just give us some direction. I mean, that would certainly provide a lot of food to add into a more relevant.
Well, what our plan with that is, he's been to all the facilities, all of the Larry Ozzie, except the airport. And
they've done the airport now.
They did today.
They did today?
Yesterday.
I checked a couple of days, though they haven't been out there yet. He's going to put together kind of his first impressions and present that to you at our next meeting on the 11th. And there'll probably still be a lot more detail that he'll need to go back and bring back, but just to give you that 30,000 foot level from an infrastructure standpoint.
It might actually be satellite level. I don't think there will be numbers or anything you know, attached to it, but he's going to at least give an overview of his initial assessment of
So if the retreat is after the 11th of May, you will have at least some amount of information there.
Do you see that as relevant, David?
Yeah, well, you know, ultimately it's going to come down to that when we update the your financial plan.
Right.
That's all going to roll into it, and there's going to be some tough decisions that are going to roll out also when the thing all comes together. As I see the strategic plan, the question that's going to be before you is what's relevant, what's working, what's not working, and is it being implemented in a way that's making movement, forward movement. Oftentimes these things kind of, they're a good exercise to go through, and then you kind of sit on the shelf. And so part of it is how we make sure it's got legs. I mean, so it really is providing strategic direction for the operation and get everybody on the same page. And that part of my responsibility is to help you think through that. How do we make this thing have legs? But I think the way your course of action makes a whole lot of sense. and you take a look at it, see what's relevant, what's working, what's not working, where the gaps are, what's missing, if there's anything missing, and then, but that's in the how part. You know, you got the, as I see it, there's the what do you do? That's the mission, and that should be that thing that, you know, this is what the port is, boom. And then it's, how are we going to carry out our responsibilities to carry out this what? And then there's the why, which is kind of the vision. You know, what, why are we doing this? I mean, there's something, there's a greater good that's going on there. So we got the why, the what, and the how. And the how needs to really be the how that we operate within. You know, it's going to be generalized, obviously. But it should be able to have some impact on your operational budget, how the port functions, so that you say, yeah, we're headed in this direction. We are making these investments because this is the outcome that we foresee. Oftentimes, your decisions are going to, it'll be another commission that they'll see the investment you're putting in now, it'll come to fruition. So it needs to be something that we all can say, yeah, this is where this port is going. So that's kind of my 2 cents worth. And the reason I said, you know, 3 or 4 hours is that there'll be some things that'll fall out that are going to need some real time. And some of the stuff is going to be, yeah, it's a no-brainer. So it's, we'll have opportunity for that discussion, or we'll set those aside and say, we need to really spend some time and focus on that, or need additional information to make this come to life, you know, whatever it might be. I don't want to second guess where the commission's going to go.
So, spoiler alert here, plug your ears if you don't want to hear a preview of what I think you're likely to hear from Harold Anderson with the preliminary engineer's report. And it is that has infrastructure maintenance and capital replacement needs that are on this scale, and it has lines of revenue, you know, fees, taxes, lease rates that are much smaller than its ongoing obligations.
So that surprise any of us?
Yeah,
no surprise whatsoever. So the idea of the strategic plan, really, and the way at least we had envisioned it prior to the first retreat, was that this essentially is a sieve. It helps to staff, at least, to identify which projects, which repair replacement projects rise to the top of the list based on adopted port policy, what the port's priorities should be. Because it's going to be very difficult to pick and choose. And I think the charge of the commission is going to be identifying those facilities that are really core to fulfilling the port's mission and purpose, and with the understanding, frankly, that with a lot of the other facilities, that absent significant economic growth or change in economic conditions, that we're going to be employing the duct tape and baling wire approach on the through the operations budget to try to maintain those other facilities. So, Pete, in answer to your question as to whether Harold's information is really critically necessary to go through this, I'm not sure that it is. I think the exercise ultimately is going to be one, however, of looking at the kind of myriad of needs identified, and then using some sort of policy filter, as amended by the commission, to identify what projects are most critically important to serve the community's interest. So this, at least as it stands now, is that filter. The question is, what changes, if any, do you want to this?
It may even be named wrong. I mean, it may not be a strategic plan. Maybe a project list or a way of determining, you know, project priorities, which isn't so much
strategic planning. It's
no, it gets more into your capital facilities plan.
Well, you remember both the matrix that was developed, and then also right. before that, there was a checklist that had been developed, and both of those were tools that were intended to try to give voice to this document in helping you identify projects that were consistent with adopted policy. So, and therefore priorities.
Well, those are both pretty good tools. I mean, I haven't seen anything wrong with taking another look at them, but
they
were, in my opinion, fairly well done. The 30-question matrix that's in the 7 elements for the plan, I think it was well thought out. I think they did a pretty good job. You did, and the folks that were involved with the PSAC before did a pretty good job putting that together.
Yeah.
But I haven't seen anything wrong with, you know, taking another look at it. And then the matrix you put together last year for prioritizing, I mean, that, in my opinion, was also very well done and quite effective. It's just a matter of we pay attention to that matrix and follow through that when the hard decisions come down.
Yeah, I mean, understand, though, again, with both of those, I mean, it's not like you feed information into a black box and it spits out an answer. It's more the case that it's just... They're both tools to try to give voice to adopted policy and to get both staff and the commission, as well as the public, to think about these questions and adopted policy in the course of decision making.
And of course, at the end of the day, you've got politics that will have to be integrated into it. And, you know, some of these decisions are pretty black and white from a pure monetary, you know, if you're a private business kind of thing. You know, you offload your loss leaders and, you know, move on to your core functions that are producing revenue and can support themselves. But, you know, the first commissioner stands up and says, close quill seam, you ain't getting reelected. You know, that's just the reality of being public office, you know. Even though, given both matrices, that's the right decision. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so
that's why you guys get paid the big bucks.
So. Yeah, right. So I think the initial question was trying to figure out how much time to devote to this, and that was whether a half day or more. And I think that if we're going to be actually going through the actual document, you know, I think we need to devote the day to it, you know, like 6 hours or whatever.
So you'll take that long?
Well,
I've just been convinced that we can do it in half a day now.
Really?
I think.
Because again, we're talking 11 pages.
And we already started talking a little bit about the strategic planning, discovered that what we're really doing is doing a capital facilities plan. And so we got to kind of keep, I mean, we may end up doing both at once and not by on purpose.
Yeah, but I don't see a capital facilities plan coming out of this next retreat.
No, that's what I'm saying. Again, this is only the mechanism by, this is a mechanism by which you would seek to rank or prioritize projects within your capital facilities plan. But this is not a capital facilities plan. This is the policy basis to help identify community and port priorities.
And later this summer, we'll overlay Harold's data once we come to grips that we feel good with our process, then out of that we'll cut the capital plan where we're going to have to prioritize and everything.
So saying, if we're starting to talk about this stuff in terms of strategic plan, we say, well, what about how would this work in relation to yada yada? We're going to talk about that thing, and it's going to be talking about capital. So in other words, we have enough capital facilities projects that could hijack our whole process for a long time, and it'd be useful stuff to talk about. But
I think it's interesting that, I mean, my goal personally, just 103 again, is as you look at like Grays Harbor, Anacortes, Walla Walla, great ports. You know, they've got a lot of opportunity with big time tenants doing lots of interesting things there. And so there's a lot of cash flow. And so strategically, for those commission boards, it must be interesting to look at, okay, where do we go next? What do we exploit next? Because we've got the tools to do that. Conversely, for us, we've got this big need and this little resource. And I guess for me personally, my goal through all of this is to not see us getting the tail wag by the dock. You know, that we're not constantly playing the Point Hudson breakwater game over the next two decades with our facilities. And
that's what we've done for the last two or three decades.
It is. And so I think, you know, as a commission, I think we're a pretty progressive commission, and we ought to say, okay, what is a strategy? I mean, what is it that's going to make us a port that isn't constantly getting the tail wagged by the dog because the whole place is falling down? And we've got a limited, finite amount of resources to do that. So if that means offloading major chunks of assets to change the whole world, then maybe that's something we look at as a strategy. Or, see what I'm saying? I mean, I think we're all around the table here saying, gosh, if we let the Suburban roll down the road the way it's rolling, it's just going to be a long, bumpy ride, and it's never really going to get any better than it is. And maybe we choose to do that, but maybe we choose to not, and that could be a really radically different picture for the port in terms of what we do with it.
And also be careful when you look at other ports, and there's some really great things being done by other port districts, but they're all so unique, like Walla Walla, for instance. Their actual operating budget isn't much more than ours, but they're not burdened with infrastructure like we are. Now, they've built some recently, but they've been more a facilitator. They brought the rail spur in, and a company built, I forget how many hundreds of thousands square feet their warehouse is for the rail X system. You know, two trains a week go straight to Albany, New York, nonstop, with wine and apples and everything else that Washington produces. And so they're all big tenants that pay a lot of revenue into the port. And what the port's philosophy there has been is to take that revenue and keep it moving, reinvest it. They buy more buildings, renovate them, sell the building to a new business that's looking to expand. That's what it's just, and they're aided by the fact they've got a county and the city that are super pro economic development, and in fact have turned the EDC over to the port and give the port money, you know, to do just that. So, and they got a lot of land. They're given, their airport is, you know, full length, you know, heavy jet runway with commercial service, and just hundreds and hundreds of acres, which are filled with, you know, about three dozen wineries now and everything else. So everybody's starting from a different, unique. Longview's doing great things, Kalama's doing great things, but they're both deep water ports, and whereas we're not, and we're selling a lot of old infrastructure.
Yeah, again, I'm not saying that we want to look like, we'll never be one of those ports, yeah, just by our geographic location, but it is interesting, you know, looking at it from a capital projects perspective versus a strategic plan, which is, they're really different animals. And it would just be cool to go through a seminar where we end up with a strategy that gets us, you know, on a path where we're solvent, where we're feeling good about what we're doing, regardless. You know, we're really a port that supports the wooden boat world, and we've got a big shipyard that's pretty unique. And how do we exploit that? And how do we?
Sometimes I feel like we're all on a treadmill here, and we're just doing the same thing over and over again, year after year. You know, and tweaking stuff every year, but
right,
we don't do anything new and exciting. We don't create, you know, new industry sectors. And there's always, whenever we say, you know, talk about that, there's an instant fear that we don't love the current industry sectors, which we do. But at some point, we got to grow the pie, I guess is what I'm saying. You know, if you keep the outside boundary of the pie the same, you're never going to increase, you know, the volume. You know, we need more volume.
Just as a point of clarification, though, the plan is really the mechanism by which you outline the vision and what it is that you hope to accomplish. The capital facilities plan is really, it's like a functional plan. It outlines the specific projects that you've prioritized to help you begin to accomplish that vision. Understanding that you don't do it overnight, you don't do it in one capital plan lifetime either. It's probably something that happens over a very long period of time, you know, through multiple iterations of the capital plan. But this really sets the foundation and provides kind of the roadmap of what it is that you want to accomplish. The facilities plan, bearing in mind the financial realities and kind of the deferred maintenance issues that we have, is the next step to help you kind of shore up your foundation and point you in the right direction to begin achieving the vision that you've outlined. So the question is, does your mission and policy framework need to be substantially revised, or is it broadly reflective of the commission's will? That's kind of the threshold question and the reason, and the purpose of the next retreat.
Well, I think what Pete just said is just that. It's his vision.
Yeah.
And the strategic plan as it is just to take care of what we got. And that might not be our vision for the future.
I guess I read it differently. I think it's a bit broader than that. It does talk about development, but it focuses on maintaining what you have before you incur additional infrastructure obligations.
Are we doing what we said we weren't going to do?
Yeah.
Getting into the retreat?
Yeah.
Actually conducting the retreat?
Well, actually, since we're trying to figure out how much time, the initial question was trying to figure out how much time to allot for this. Since we're trying to figure that out, I guess what we need to do is to figure out what was involved. And I was involved in the first strategic planning, and it took a year's worth of...
A year and a half's
worth of weekends, and that was a lot of work. So trying to be able to think that we'd get through that in 1 4-hour session, even if we're not reinventing the wheel, just taking the old one and freshening it according to our current thinking, I think it's still going to take at least two sessions, because I think the first thing is going to have to be, as much as we hate the acronyms of SWOT, we're going to have to go through and figure out what our strengths, weaknesses, and all that kind of stuff are, so that we can really go forward. And I know that my thinking has evolved a tremendous amount since I was on there. And I agree that that's, you know, I don't want to do the thing that, you know, start over again with the consultants and all that kind of stuff. But we got to figure out that it's going to take, you know, you have an idea, and that's one that I share too. We need to enlarge or diversify, I guess, a little bit. And I have some ideas too, and I'm sure you also do, but I'm thinking of getting all these diversification ideas in one afternoon or 1 4-hour session might be a little tough.
I mean, there's really nothing wrong with scheduling the whole day, and if it only takes 4 hours,
yeah,
it's
done at 2 o'clock.
Right? Yeah, great. So I would think that by the time we really get into that, we might end up taking more of the day.
Well, you want to kind of do what we did last time? I don't know if you like Ludlow as a location.
Perfect.
Start at 9 in the morning, do lunch, and then whatever it takes in the afternoon. And if we get done an hour too early, we're done an hour too early.
Good one,
man.
Yeah.
Think we can get that room gratis like we did last time?
I wouldn't be surprised.
So what would be a good date? We got a commission meeting on the 11th of May, and then we've got the WPPA conference the rest of that week. And then the week of the 18th, I'm gone. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at the annual airport managers conference. Is that Monday and Tuesday are totally open? 18 and 19. Then the next week, 25th, is Memorial Day, so Monday's a holiday, but Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday are all.
Okay, so now that I got my calendar, we're talking about...
Yeah. That's what I just got, too.
I got my electronic calendar.
Yeah.
You also have to be able to read it faster than you guys are.
Good job, Larry.
So we're talking about, we're into the week of...
The 18th, essentially, because we got commission meeting and workshop on the 11th, the Monday before, and then WPPA kills the rest of that week.
Yeah.
I leave on
so you're saying the somewhere between the 18th and the 22nd?
No, it would be the 18th or 19th, or then the next week, the 26th, 27th, or 28th.
18th or 19th? Okay,
works
well,
good for me.
Monday or Tuesday.
I've got a halibut meeting that tentatively is being scheduled for, it's for 10 to 12. It's a halibut season setting thing that we had to work quite a bit to get it in Port Townsend.
What day is that?
That's the 19th. So the 18th would be good.
Good for me.
Whatever it is for you guys, I'll move my schedule around accordingly.
Because then the next week, 26, 27, 28 are available too.
27th is the commission meeting.
Be kind of nice to get it done before the commission meeting. We could.
Yeah, I hope so. I got a boat project hauling out towards the end of the month, so.
Yeah.
All days of 26 would be fine with you.
Why don't we shoot for the 18th as the primary and fall back to the 26th?
Okay.
All right.
Good for me.
So you could check the local suit. Now, in discussing the mission statement, do you want to look at other mission statements or just kind of look at ours and just talk about it? Look at several iterations of previous Port of Port Townsend mission statements? I don't know.
Did we go through it a little bit?
We did. I think the best bet is if you're willing to take a little bit of time between now and the retreat days, pick up two concepts out of the mission statement that currently exists. Just two concepts, two words. And each of you do that independently, and we'll bring them together.
At the retreat.
Yeah. That would help, plus also reading and, you know, being familiar with what's in there as far as the strategic elements, so that we can really maximize the use of your time. That would really help. But just two concepts from the mission statement for each of you. I think from that we can probably get some commonality in terms of what do you see as our mission and function of the port, this port, and then we can build it from there.
What's that?
Bertram was raising his hand.
Oh, were you raising your hand? I'm sorry.
I would love to make a comment, if it's okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because we were all on that PSAC thing, and we spent at least a day and a half on just the mission statement, because we felt that it had a section about how the port functions, a section for what the responsibilities were of the community, and a section on what the port's responsibility was to the maritime industry of this town. And so that's why it has three. And yes, it is a committee, but it's also a committee because it was a consensus of all the stakeholders. So that it's a big project, the mission statement itself, because it was a reaction to the previous mission statement, which was economic development, because it was not, well, the port should be very proud of the fact that it's created the third largest industry in the county, being this maritime county. It neglected taking care of the port and the maintenance and all the business like that. So that was trying to construct that inside of it. But it's a big project, but as far as the rest of it, very heavy document that's over and cumbersome. And it seems like you could just take a magic marker and go through and try and see what each of the stakeholders, each of those sections represents a stakeholder that you serve. And just go through and see what is it that the stakeholder is trying to express in that section, and distill it down and see if you can keep that on your punch list so that you know that
you're missing something.
Pardon?
You're discounting or missing something.
Yeah, because they are your stakeholders, and we put a tremendous amount of effort into not only soliciting stakeholders, but also going into each of the three districts of and presenting it in a seminar so that the community would have an input as well. So, I mean, it could be useful just to go through that mission statement, just pencil, say, what are they trying to say here? We don't need to say all of that stuff. Just boil it down to that. And that could be a useful exercise.
Yeah, there's a lot of good work in there. So we want to make sure we honor that, see what's relevant, and then there may be some things missing. I don't know. I mean, we'll see when we start having the open discussion, the dialogue.
And we should keep in mind, this is not the only day we're gonna, we're not gonna come out of this and finish projects.
Yeah, it'll go through, and then one of the decisions that will need to be made someplace along the line is, do we send it back? How do we bring it back to the community? Do we do, take it down and reform the PSAP, or do we, does it community forum, or whatever it's gonna be, whatever that process would look like?
Yeah, we need to.
Like, you'll get a feel for that, I suspect, once you start working in the document itself. What would be the best way to make sure that we honor the stakeholders, that we address those things that are relevant in today's environment? And then what is the process to partly educate and inform, as well as to get feedback from our community? Is this thing make sense? Is this where you see your board going?
Yeah, I can see the big part of the discussion in the next workshop will be how to actually go about getting that input to the community and how to incorporate that into the final thing.
From the timeline, we essentially got the rest of the year. If you remember last year, we incorporated the strategic plan as an appendix to our comprehensive scheme of corporate improvements. And per Carolyn's recommendation, we've gone to readopting our comp scheme every year because the state law says you're not supposed to expend funds on any project unless it's can be tied back to the comp scheme. So if you do it every year, you're also up to date with that. So that requires a public hearing. And so with the strategic plan as part of that now, it gives us one final public presentation where everybody can weigh in. But you know, we can have as many meetings as we want in between now and then. It'd be around Thanksgiving, so when we adopt the budget. So. Okay.
So we figured it out. We're going to have we're going to book a whole day
and plan now.
Take as much as we need. So in the interim, then we're going to be supplied with some mission statements.
Well, I don't know. That's why we didn't really answer that question.
I think that we kind of decided that we're going to just really distill ours.
I think what David was saying, you know, kind of come up with those two themes. Yeah. And essentially build a mission statement around that.
Yeah.
We said there were 6 points in our mission statement, and each of us came up with two different ones.
I suspect there's going to be some overlap.
I would hope that we would try to limit the mission statement to at least be able to get it in a...
on the back of a business
viewable,
card.
Right, that you can still read the font.
Yeah. Yeah. Just to make sure that we're all on the same page, you're probably going to want to go, well, we can get you hard copies or probably put this in Dropbox for you. You don't want to look at this version because when the comprehensive scheme was updated significantly in December of 2013, there were, this was folded into it, at least the substantive provisions of the strategic plan were folded into it as kind of the goal and policy guidance. And at that time, the commission did undertake a few minor revisions to the text of this. So, the mission statement. But when you're referring to the strategic plan, make sure that you're referring to.
Why don't we print out the latest version? Make sure you all have it. If you want electronically or paper copy, we'll give it to you both ways. And
the mission statement is the same, but there were some changes to the directions and objectives.
And obviously we should all study that before the retreat.
Are you giving, you're giving a report today, right? A review of the results, David? It says review the results.
I wasn't prepared to, I guess we could. I sent you a letter or a memo, kind of just outlining what we went through in terms of our last retreat. And I didn't bring that with me, so I'll have to check on somebody else's sheets. But
I got the raw data here about the memo.
You have that?
That's all the raw data that you sent us.
Here's a little kind of where we go. I guess the main thing is just kind of talk about what the next steps are. And that's really setting this thing up. But Is there something specifically you want to talk about?
No, I just was going off what was on the...
Yeah, I said in the agenda thing that we'd review the last retreat and plan the next retreat, essentially. Didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Yeah, sorry. But there you are.
There it is. Did y'all get a copy of it?
Assuming you did.
Yeah.
I thought that we covered a lot of ground, and I thought it worked out pretty well. And what in discussing and kind of thinking about where this is going to go, and use of your time, I really want to honor the fact that of your time and it's valuable. So we want to make it relevant. So anytime that we do meet, that there is relevance to it and getting something out of it, and the fort as a result, I mean, the organization is getting something out of it. So as we talked about, where do we go in terms of the strategic plan? Unless you really want to reinvent the wheel, and looking at the wheel that you have, I didn't see anything in there that really said, oh man, this doesn't make any sense. I think there's some question about some of the strategic directions that I'll raise when we start talking about that, just sort of think about it. But like we talked about the mission at the retreat, it's kind of long and cumbersome. And that's true. It is. Two concepts each. I suspect we'll be able to get that language down to pull out the essence of what that mission is, which is the mission of the port. Now, unless you completely say, you know, that mission doesn't make any sense. We should be going this direction. And that may come out of your two concepts. You can't find two concepts in there that you agree with. Then maybe we need to rewrite the whole thing. But my suspicion is that's not going to be the case. And similarly, when we get into the strategic elements, there are thrust of each one of those elements, and when the rubber hits the road, is how does that element play out? For instance, there's one of them in there that said that we're going to be the environmental stewardship is paramount, or we're going to be the cutting edge of environmental stewardship, something like that. I have to look at the language again, but so that was one of the concepts that are out there, and certainly environmental stewardship is very important in what we do around the water. Is that, are we rearranging our budget to set that up as a higher level of responsibility than other areas within the, not the budget, but the operations? Is that a higher level of responsibility than other areas of your operations? Or are we just saying, we're going to be good environmental stewards as we go through doing our business? And the subtlety of that is we can take on world-class stormwater management out on the boatyard. Or we can do good, solid stormwater management as we go through our normal business. I mean, there's the state-of-the-art, and then there's what is what works well. And so the question is, where do you do that? Because if we want to go state of the art, we would probably have a hard surface, we probably have retention, we have separated. I mean, there's a lot of things you could do differently. So as we look at those projects that come through ultimately, and you set that up, then the question is going to become, well, are we going to be cutting edge, or are we going to do what's responsible? I mean, you know, that's the subtleties in there that have ramifications down the line.
And the adopted strategic plan tried to address that at least in some sense through the legislative intent statement that precedes the strategic directions. So basically it acknowledges the fact that pursuing any one strategic direction in isolation could create conflicts with the others. So the idea is to balance all in concert, and that ultimately is a...
Well, so it's got the triple bottom line that's described in there, and again, the 30 question matrix at the end addresses exactly what you're talking about.
So that's, you know, that's the stuff, when we look at the language in there, that's and those strategic things.
But, you know, I'm just reading that, you know, direction number 7 says, to become a recognized leader in environmental stewardship, which is a very active, we're going to go out there and get this prize. You know, there's a blue ribbon out there somewhere. We're going to spend money and do what we gotta do, but then when you read the actual objectives, they're less active. You know, continue to preserve and enhance important environmental resources, build partnerships with the nonprofit organizations, schools, partner with this, support this, work with Jefferson County and the city.
Well, begs the question.
You know, they're all kind of day-to-day.
Not to get really off in the weeds, but it begs the question, recognized by who? And one might argue that the port has made significant strides in this respect since adoption of the strategic plan, at least now.
Maybe we'll be recognized in a few weeks, too.
I think a good example would be, like Steve, on the lunch, the energy lunch, they've talked about the big burner that's over in Snohomish. What's that thing called?
Biodigester.
Biodigester.
You know, at one point there was some discussion about a biodigester here and what that would do in terms of trucking material down to Oregon and all, moving all the garbage down to Oregon and blah. So a good example in the strategic plan is if we actually put a biodigester on the ground here, that would be a recognized big deal in terms of environmental stewardship.
So anyway, that's just, when I looked at the language, I thought, that seemed pretty strong language, because I don't see that. I mean, I know that the port's made a lot of strides and is very conscious about its operation along the waterfront. There's no question about that. But I didn't see that initiative coming forward. I didn't see, you know, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just not seeing it. But
no, that's what I'm saying. So maybe that's what we're going to do in the strategic plan, just that first sentence.
Certainly, the environmental stewardship is paramount to all that we do. Right. Okay, we're going to be good stewards of the environment in all of our port activities. That pretty well would cover so that we don't miss something along the line. And then if you want to pull out and do a biodigester for the garbage of the Lynch North Peninsula.
Yeah, we don't. Anybody have any idea
who we want to do? You might want to look at that.
It was just an idea. But anyway.
Well, 18th, 9 o'clock. Ludlow. It's for me. Be there, be square. And we'll see y'all again in about an hour and a half.
So that's it for the workshop, right?
That's it.
Okay. So this workshop is adjourned. Our next meeting will be the Port of Townsend regular meeting at 5:30 right here.